Would you ever use the word heads talking about children? Say someone had six children. Say you had six heads of children.
No.
And say someone had about 14 children. You say he really had a what children?
We like to take a comment there, but it wouldn't do nice on tape. He had too many, too damn many. No, house full. Mm-hmm. For a pack.
Do you ever hear the term right smart used to mean a whole lot of something?
Occasionally.
How would people use it?
Well, in reference to often. But it's a word you don't hear around the very little this area.
Give me an example of how
Well, say a frequency on anything, say right smart at a time.
Mm-hmm.
What?
Do you use the term?
No. I don't recall they ever have. But that, and what it's derived from and what the interpretation is, I don't know. I mean, what it's derived from, I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
It really doesn't make sense. I'm a logical sort of cuss. Things have to fit a pattern, or I'm unhappy with it.
Something else that people would grow in a garden is red. It grows up on a plant that you speak of.
Well, that could be a tomato, or it could be rhubarb.
Mm-hmm. What do you call the tomatoes that don't get any bigger than this?
Well, they call them salad tomatoes or cherry tomatoes, but the variety is Porter.
Mm-hmm.
That's the heavy production.
The variety
is Porter.
Porter?
Yeah. That's the one that you see in all of the chain stores.
Mm-hmm.
And the little salad tomato boxes.
Mm-hmm.
It's one producing little guy. From spring till frost.
Mm-hmm.
It never quits. Running through drought. It's self-supporting. You don't have to stake it.
Mm-hmm.
And they'll grow 5 feet high and spread out 8 feet wide and never stop producing. And one plant will feed six families all they meat.
Say if you have that dried apple, you know, you say that the skin of that dried apple was all, if it dried up and got smaller.
Well, you mean shriveled. Now, you heard the term swiveled.
Mm-hmm.
I hear it occasionally here. Generally the blacks and the lower income whites, but you'll hear it used occasionally from people with college degrees.
Mm-hmm.
So there's no general level that it fits in.
What different kinds of potatoes are there?
Well, we have the run-of-the-mill list of the sweet potato or yam.
Mm-hmm.
And both types of the white potato will do well here. The red potato, for some reason, is the most frequently planted for a frying potato instead of the russet. But the russet will do equally well here.
What's a russet?
The brown-skinned tomato, potato, the Idaho potato.
Mm-hmm.
There's no such thing as an Idaho potato. Most of those damn potatoes came from Colorado. Colorado and Montana.
Something that has a strong odor and makes your eyes water if you cut it.
What, onion or garlic?
Uh-huh. What do you call the onions that you pull up and eat before they get very big?
Well, green onions,